hope you do wear bright, no balloons, cause they just dare to get well soon. A phrase you know we could hope to ruin by failing to succeed.
mosquito clouds, from the dens of hot tides for miles. Drum mosquito clouds, from the dens of hot tides for miles. I remember running chest high in the step grass at the dawn of night.
Don't know where I've been. Then you won't know who I am. Castle walls. himself finished without a son. Or he'd had himself four daughters with wife number one. He's hoping wife number two give him that baby boy of his aching heart's desire. Swear if he don't get his way this time, it sets his whole kingdom up on fire. There'd be no remorse here for the patience you have shown. Say the satisfaction of knowing your house made of stone. No, but who you gonna kid yourself, oh man? You know you ain't got no house at all. Gonna sleep under the sky tonight where that green grass grow tall. Come on, let's sleep under the sky tonight. We're beyond these castle walls. Yes, sleep under the sky tonight and forget about it all.
One-way ticket somewhere I've never been. I'm rock, paper, scissors, and I'm bound to win. You can't shake me, and I ain't no use in trying. No, anywhere, anyway, anytime. There is no other way. Could be one or the other on any given day. You can't fool me, and it ain't no need in you trying. No, anyway.
Tune into the Music Savage Show. I was getting into that Mavis Staples song. I almost forgot it was going to end. It's Mavis Staples, Anytime. Brand new album is out now. It's called We Get By, and it is glorious. That was a set of musicians and bands on the Anti Records label, a label I love very much. And Mavis Staples, someone I love very much. Again, Anytime, her brand new album is We Get By. You should own that album. Up ahead of that, another, well, these are all just amazing musicians and artists. Christopher Ball Stelling, Castle, is one of my favorites from his third full-length album and first with Anti Records. It's called Labor Against Waste and was released in 2015. Sun Little up ahead of that. Oh Me, Oh My, great one off of the Philly musician's 2017 album New Magic. Again, on Anti Records. His big U.S. tour starts in the fall, and he's going to be in our area with Christopher Paul Stelling, November 25th at the Sinclair. And you know damn well I'm going to be there as well. Up ahead of that, Jeremy Ivey, Story of a Fish, excellent new single from the former member of the now disbanded band that he was in with his wife, Margot Price. They are called Buffalo Clover. His upcoming solo album is due out this fall on Anti. He just signed to Anti. The single I played you is called Story of a Fish, and it's his first music for the label. Excited about that. I loved that single. I'm excited to hear the rest of the album. Nico Case up out of that. Dirty Diamond off of her seventh studio album, Hell On, released in June 2018. And kicking off the set with Boy Scouts, Song of the Week. I love that song so much. It's called Get Well Soon. Boy Scouts is the project of Oakland-based musician Taylor Vick. And the single is off of her upcoming album, Free Company, out August 30th on Anti. The new record is her first for the label. She's on tour with J-Som, and that starts on September 11th. And she's going to be, that starts in Phoenix. And then they're going to be here in our area October 26th at the Sinclair in Cambridge. I enjoyed that set very much. I hope you did too. So you may or may not know, you probably do, because I told you that my sister is in town, and she's sitting right there, and she has a microphone. Yeah, now, just say hi.
Hello.
So this is your set. Now, I asked my sister when she lives in Austin, and she comes and visits me often, which is nice, and I go down and visit her often.
Not as often.
Not as often. Yeah, I knew you were going to say that. That's why I wanted to cut you off. So you come up here more often than I go down there. And I know that, but it's Solid Sound Festival, and it happens every 2 years in Massapequa, and we don't miss it. So you came in yesterday, and now we're hanging, and this is our tradition. It's unfortunate it's every 2 years, but I asked my sister to put together a set of songs for her own set, and you did a good job, Renee.
That's all I've ever wanted to hear from you, Ryan.
It's the first time I've ever admitted that you've done something well, and I did it live on the air.
Your shadow is too overwhelming.
Well, you had put this, what I loved about this set that you put together is that she had sent me this set of music, and I was like, all right, I'm going to take a listen to it and make sure that it flows. And do you want this all in the same set? Because I want to make sure that all the songs sound really good flowing into each other. And I was like, I think I did that.
And learn from the best.
And so I listened, and I did. I listened to all five songs, and I was like, wow, I was really impressed at how well you made all these songs flow into each other.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. So let's get into your set. What's your first song? It's J.D. McPherson.
It is J.D. McPherson. He's Over Heels.
Yes, and is one of our favorites, and we've seen J.D. a few times. You've seen him a few times, right?
I have, including in the KUTX studio.
Yes, because my sister works in the KUTX studio in Austin, Texas, so we're both in the radio world. Isn't that right? I just got to get you on the air.
Oh, yes, it is right. Ryan's on the air. I'm behind the scenes.
Let's get into your set with some J.D. McPherson, Music Savage Show.
Love for the world. Little rooster out on the fence post crowing. Here comes the storm like a big rig rolling. Here comes the storm like a big rig flying. Heavy loaded damn fit to split the sky in. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it loving? Oh, it feels like lightning. Out in the open and the wind starts blowing. I don't know any which way I'm going. I don't know any which way I'm bound. I used to be laughing, but I ain't laughing now. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. But I call it love. Oh, it feels like lightning. With cherry blossoms sweet with smoke and Venus blazing above the oak, I thought I knew all that there was to know. With the bluebirds flying high above and godless heaven wherever there was, and the sun was on the face of the buffalo. Out across the fields all the thunderheads gathering. Clouds all turned to the color of a cavern. Dust up spinning on a hollow sign. They used to be laughing, but they ain't laughing now. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, oh, it feels like lightning. Chasing, gonna catch up to you now, slow or racing. Gonna catch up to you now, by and by. Gonna make you feel good, gonna make you cry. And oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Why they call it love when, oh, it feels like, oh, my little heart's in trouble. Feels like it just might explode. Like lightning.
full of power, a promise on my sleeve, and I know just how you feel. So give me your hand, let me take you to the river, no one is around. Do you wanna see a trick? I can walk on water, I can show you how. But when I do, you gotta promise that you won't go running for the hills. So do you wanna know?
Savage Show. And that was Sister Doyon's set. Well done, Sister Doyon.
Thank you, Charles.
I really enjoyed that set. And what's great about, you know, the music dynamic that you and I have is that we pretty much have the same taste of music.
You don't like that band.
Probably. You say that all the time. But then we saw them in Austin together. Was that two weekends ago already? My goodness. And that was a great song, and they played that.
Yeah, they're good live.
Yeah, they're great live. So we just heard Quiet Company. We're speaking of Quiet Company. Mother of a Deal. That's from the Austin, Texas band's fifth studio album, Transgressor, released in 2015. They're one of my sister's favorite bands.
I do love them, and I kid. Ryan does not hate them. He just, I always ask him to play them.
Yeah, and then I play them.
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah. When I feel like listening to you.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Isbell up ahead of that, If It Takes a Lifetime, and that's off of his 2015 album, Something More Than Free. That won the Grammy. Did you know that, for the best Americana album in 2015?
You know, I did not know that.
Now you do. Knowing's half the battle. We love us some Jason Isbell. I don't, for my money.
Absolutely.
For my money.
I mean, I'm going to go and see him at the Red Rocks.
So you're going all the way to Red Rocks to see
September.
Jason. That's just...
So it's kind of like, I don't know, I'm super excited. I've never been to Red Rocks. I love Jason Isbell.
He's the best. And you're going to see him in probably one of the most magical places in the world.
I'm very much looking forward to it.
As well you should be. Josh Schroeder up out of that, Feels Like Lightning, off of his ninth studio album, Gathering, released in 2017 on Cooking Vinyl. And tell why you put Josh Schroeder and Jason Isbell together, because it talks about the thought process of putting a set together, and I love it.
Well, I had just seen Josh Schroeder a couple weekends ago, and Amanda Shires was on tour with him.
And Amanda Shires is who?
Amanda Shires is the wife of Jason Isbell, and, you know, she was playing fiddle. And obviously, well, not obviously, but Jason Isbell just produced Josh Ritter's newest album.
And that's how you put a great set together.
And all of that just kind of happened, I guess.
Yep. That's how it works. I love it. I love everything about that. Harvest Thieves up ahead of that, Upstage on the Front Page, and that's from the Austin, Texas band's debut full-length album, Rival, released in 2016. How'd you come across Harvest Thieves?
Harvest Thieves, I've seen live a few times in Austin. First time was at the Mohawk, thanks to my friend Casey Scott.
Awesome.
And they were just recently at the Hole in the Wall, celebrating 45 years of being in existence.
That's
45
awesome.
Years of just really the history there is.
Hole in the Wall is a fantastic place. Hole in the Wall is one of the most iconic bars and music venues in Austin. Renee and I were just there a couple weekends ago.
Everybody has played there.
Yeah.
And
Johnny Cash has played there. Willie Nelson's played there.
Just a great bar. You walk into it and you just feel real good about being in that bar.
Yeah.
And there's always some music playing. Harvest Thieves just played as a part of their 45th anniversary celebration that was going on the past week.
Excellent. Kicking off the set with one of our favorite musicians as well, J.D. McPherson, Head Over Heels, off of the Broken Arrow Oklahoma musician's fantastic sophomore album, Let the Good Times Roll. That was released in 2015 on Rounder Records. J.D. McPherson's just the greatest.
He's really nice. And
you got to meet him at KUTX,
the
station you work at.
Not only is he nice, but the rest of his band, it's just so sweet, and was willing to stop and talk to me and my coworker Rachel for as long as we were talking to him, and it was really great. Just really nice fellas.
That's awesome. And Renee, working at KUTX, they have a beautiful studio down there, and all these great musicians get to play, and my sister gets to see them live, because she works there, and then she'll send me pictures and be like, hey, Ryan, check this out, and I'll look at it, and I'm like, oh, my God, and that picture you took with JD and his band is really fantastic.
Yeah, they were, like I said, they were just really, really nice guys, willing to hang out with us, and get that little picture taken. I mean, that studio is fantastic.
It's so awesome.
Small.
Yeah.
You know, we let in not very many people. Sometimes I get to see stuff all by myself.
I know.
Just amazing bands, and I'm just the only one in there. It's just, I'm very lucky.
You are very lucky. I'm very lucky to have you as my sister.
I'm very lucky to have you as my brother.
Aww. This has been the Doyon Chat Minute here on WMFO Music Savage Show. Let's get into the final set, because Renee and I got places to be. You just dropped those right. You know, I heard every part of that. That's not radio professional.
That was me dropping the so-called mic.
Bye, Renee. All right, this is the Hot Take Set, ending the Music Savage Show. Let's get into it. With some great stuff from Smith, Smooth Hound Smith. Hot Takes post will be up at 4 p.m. Boston time. You did it again. That's it. That's it. Hot Takes, Smooth Hound Smith.
About the wrong that I've done, thought there'd be a light. All I see is setting sun. I've been looking to the mirror, to the past, to find a little grace. All this broken glass. Ooh, who am I to blame? I come home like a stranger, but you still know my name. Darkness won't be spared.
more awful things. Ooh, my plane. I come home like a stranger, but you still know my name.
Corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Brett
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past the first three lights
happy
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
then
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every time I said I could rewind.
hide behind a wall of academia. I could hide behind the screen of my computer. I could fetishize my own sadness and blame it on the government. I could hide behind my entry level. Same old sweater. Jobs below my means, and I feel like my life is a low budget indie movie.